Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sahyadri Industries Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tulsiram Maheshwari, CEO, CFO, and Whole-time Director of Sahyadri Industries Limited for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you for joining us on the Sahyadri Industries Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. I am pleased to be joined today by Mr. Arvind Garg, our Financial Controller. I trust you have had the opportunity to review our financial results and investor presentation, which are available on our website and the stock exchanges. I will begin with a brief overview of the industry landscape, followed by a summary of our performance during the quarter. The Indian asbestos-based roofing sector continues to navigate a complex and evolving landscape. Over the past few years, the industry has been impacted by geopolitical instability affecting global trade and commodity flows, elevated input costs, particularly for the imported asbestos fiber, supply chain disruption, and increased freight charges, depreciation of the Indian rupee, further amplifying import-related expenses, limited ability to pass on cost increases to end consumers, especially in the price-sensitive rural housing segment. These factors have contributed to heightened price volatility and exerted pressure on manufacturing costs and operating margins across the sector. The commencement of FY26 was a positive note, with total income being stabilized at a similar level of 216 crore in Q1 FY26 on a YoY basis. The sales during the quarter were partially impacted by early onset of monsoon, especially in the month of May, along with subdued demand signals. Despite such headwinds, we have delivered a resilient performance during the last quarter for both roofing and non-roofing products. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 21.7 crore, with an EBITDA margin of 10.1%. This performance was partly affected by the weak demand and ongoing pricing pressures. On the operational front, capacity utilization improved to 93% in Q1 FY26, up from 89% in Q1 FY25. Now, moving to the financial performance. Q1 FY26 highlights: total income stood at 216.1 crore, a marginal decline of 0.8% YoY, and growth of 41.6% on quarter-on-quarter basis. EBITDA was at 21.7 crore, down 12.7% YoY, and up 56.7% quarter-on-quarter basis. EBITDA margin stood at 10.1% compared to 11.4% YoY and 9.1% quarter-on-quarter basis. Profit after tax was 10.8 crore, down 13.8% YoY, and up 152.2% quarter-on-quarter basis. PAT margin stood at 5% compared to 5.7% YoY and 2.8% quarter-on-quarter basis. We anticipate that despite ongoing challenges, FY26 presents a path to recovery driven by good monsoon, stabilizing global supply chains, diversification of the sourcing base, improved price realization, and sustained demand for asbestos-based roofing sheets, particularly in the rural housing and infrastructure projects. While operating margins moderated in FY25, the margins in FY26 are likely to witness some recovery aided by cost optimization and pricing adjustment. With that, I conclude my remarks and would now be happy to take your questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Twaya. The first question is from the line of Kaustav Bubna from BMPSL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my question. So wanted to understand, could you update us on your capacity expansion plans and when will the new facilities come up and what is the expected fixed asset turnover from those facilities?
As we stated earlier, there is a delay in land acquisition and still it's going on, particularly in the Palghat facility. And the revised timeline for that is Q4 of FY27. And the total investment would be around 100 crore. And out of this, 50 crore is already spent. And once this line is full operation, roughly 125 crore would be the addition into the top line.
And what is the real hurdle that's come up with relation to the acquisition of land? Could you speak a little bit about that?
See, there's a one or two parcel of the land which is in between is getting sorted out.
Okay, and also wanted to understand, you know, the non-asbestos business. Could you speak a little bit about, you know, your three-year vision on the exact products, new products, and this, the what's it called, the cement, you know, those products and really how you plan to grow them. And what would the share of non-asbestos be 3 years down the line versus asbestos?
See, the point is, this is actually is a future product. So going forward, this is definitely going to take the big leap into the market. You could say fireproof, waterproof, and product. So definitely that is going to be taking lead. Now for the next 3 years, it appears to me is what the industry at present is, maybe double then from here after 3 to 4 years.
And just last question, could you just give some, you know, given the difficulties the company has been facing over the last several quarters regarding to raw material, etc., and rupee strength, keeping all these factors in mind, what guidance could you give for, even if it's soft guidance, even if it's more qualitative guidance and quantitative guidance, could you give some direction for FY26?
See, the point is, see, this geopolitical situation at present, you know, the steady business is going on. And where the dollar rupee will go, it's very difficult to answer. So that's a big challenge as of today. Considering that, I think raw material prices, by and large, is stabilized, except 1% here and there always happens in the coming, you know, the quarters. That is the ongoing process. We feel that roughly 8 to 10% upside in the top line in the FY26. As regards the margin, it will be better than what we have already given for the year.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question.
I think let's wait for 5 minutes more and then we'll close.
Okay, sir. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and ask a question.
Let's close the call, ma'am.
Okay, sir. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference to Mr. Tuljaram Maheshwari for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone. I hope we have answered all your questions satisfactorily. However, if you need any further clarification or want to know more about the company, please contact Mr. Rajiv Gope, our company secretary. Thank you.
On behalf of Sayadri Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your line.